إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 12th session from the book Min Akhlaq al-Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, yani the character and morals of the prophets, by Shaykh Abdulaziz ibn Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Sadhan hafidhullah. And tonight, our topic, yani the 11th characteristic that the Shaykh mentions, hafidhullah, is ikram, or ikramuhum alayhim as-salam lil-daif. Yani they're honoring or showing generosity to their guest. Honoring guest, ikram al-daif. Before we look at the three examples that the Shaykh has brought here, and the honoring guests, very interesting sample that he has selected. The first of them, his guests were angels. The second of them, his guests were angels. And the third of them, his guests were his companions. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We want to quickly look at the questions from last week, question and study guide number 11. The first question: what are three of the benefits mentioned by the author, hafidhullah, of bearing patiently the questions of the people? Three of the benefits. Okay, we'll start on this side first. Naam, Ahmed. Qurbatun, yani a means of nearness through which a person can get near to Allah. Naam. Removal of the ignorance of the questioner. Yani removing the ignorance, giving them the knowledge that they need to know about what they're asking about. Adam. Yujar alayha. And that a person will be yani rewarded, given ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Naam. And the reward is continuous as long as the news, the information of his answering the people's questions is spread to other people. So the reward is continuous in that way. Question number two. One should accustom oneself to bearing patiently the questions of the people since they are only coming to you, Abu Sa'id. Because of the knowledge that Allah has blessed you with. Anything else we can add to that? And the Shaykh, actually he said two things. They're related to each other. But he said what? وَلِمَا أَتَاقَ اللَّهِ نَعَمْ لِعِلْمِكَ, due to your knowledge. And the Shaykh said, and what Allah has given you. That might not be knowledge. It could be other than knowledge. Yani people who come asking, they're sometimes asking a question. Sometimes they are requesting something from you. It may not be knowledge. Okay? They're only coming to you due to the knowledge that you have. Or for that which Allah has given you. Whatever Allah has given you. Allah, whatever we have of good, it is from Allah. So they're coming to you for that. Allah has given it to you not to keep it for yourself. Not to keep it for yourself. So we should accustom ourselves to being patient with the questions and the request of the people, what they ask from us. Even if they're asking for whatever we love a lot. Could be our money, our wealth, right? Even if they're asking for that. Yani, if they're deserving of it, as far as we know, then we should give what from what Allah has given us. If we have plenty, plenty. If we have little, then little. Question number three, what is the hope of the Prophets alayhi salam in answering the questions of A, the Kuffar, and B, the Muslims? What is the hope of the Prophets, Musa? For the Kuffar, their hope is that Hidayah, that they will be guided to Islam. And for the Muslims? Naam, Abdullah. Increasing them in their seeking and in their knowledge. Increasing them in their knowledge of their deen. Increasing them in knowledge. The believers, the Muslims are asking, yani, in order to increase their knowledge of their deen. This is the hope of the Prophets, alayhi salam. Question number four. Discuss the question or request, whether religious or worldly, the people of Musa, alayhi salam, asked of him in the Quran, in the second surah 60, first ayat. What was the question or request the people of Musa, alayhi salam, asked of him? Naam, Ahmed. Naam. Yani, the people of Musa, they asked him what? To ask your Rabb, bring forth
from the earth its herbs, green herbs, and its cucumbers, and its
herbs, cucumbers, wheat, or lentils. Onions, naam. Yani, some of the scholars said, fum, it means thum, yani, garlic, or some said wheat, naam. Yani, what the people of Musa were asking him for, they were not asking something about deen, about guidance, about revelation, about the laws of Allah. They were asking him what? For a variety. They wanted a variety, a variation in their food. That's what they were asking for, some food. They wanted some different food. They weren't content with what Allah had blessed them with. And that which was better than what they were asking for. Question number five, explain the purpose, not the thing that they asked for, but the purpose, the intent of the request of the people of Salih alayhi salam, since it was not to seek ilm of the deen. And if it wasn't seeking knowledge of the deen, what was the intent or the purpose of their request, Adam?
To be rebellious.
In a sense, yes, to be rebellious, but more specifically, that's really, it was rebelliousness for sure. Now,
Not be able to carry out his request.
Ta'jeez, to show that he will not be able to render him incapable of fulfilling their request. What is the ayah that's mentioned in this point? Naam. No. Sorry. Ma anta illa basharun. Huh? Fa'ati bi ayatin. And kunta min as-sadiqeen. This is the point. Fati bi ayatin. They asked him to bring an ayat of his sidq. And kunta min as-sadiqeen. If you are of the truthful, bring us a proof, an ayat, an indication that shows that you are truthful. This is what they asked him for, ayat. They asked for ayat. Yani ayat meaning what most people call, yani they usually refer to, huh?
A sign.
A sign. It is a sign. Naam. But yani they asked for a miracle, something miraculous. That and it will prove that you're truthful, because nobody else will be able to do it. This is miraculous. Do something miraculous. That's what they want him to do. So they ask him to do something that's impossible. You can't do it. An ayah, meaning something, a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to verify your truthfulness. Even though they knew that he was truthful, but they claimed that he was a liar. So they asked him for this ayah to do something miraculous that we know you can't do. As what? Ta'jeez. Yani to render him incapable, to show that you can't do it. So then why should we believe in you then? Because you just what? Ma anta illa basharun mithluna. You're just a human being like us. What makes you distinct from us that we should be following you and obeying you? Bring us a sign that you're really telling the truth. And they thought he couldn't bring it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. The question number six, discuss the two main benefits intended by the request of some of the people of Isa alayhi salam in the Quran, 5th surah, 114th ayat. And by the way, I alluded to it and I mentioned it, but I probably didn't focus on it. That the answer to this question is clear in the ayah before the ayah that the Shaykh mentioned. What are the two main things that some of the people of Isa requested? The two main benefits intended by the request of some of the people of Isa. The two main benefits. Type one of them.
Allahumma Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama'
طيب اللهم انزل علينا مائدة من السماء. What was the benefit? What were they seeking?
تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا.
So it will be an aid for the first of us and the last of us. وآيةً منك, and a sign from you. Okay, what this is the ayah. What is in this ayah? Two main things that they are the main benefits. Ahmed.
They want to increase iman.
Ayah from Allah to increase their iman. Yani we believe you, but we want to increase in our iman. We want our hearts in the ayah before that. Yani تطمئن قلوبنا, so that our hearts will be content. And the other one was what? Naam. The worldly benefit. One was the worldly benefit, and the other one was the religious benefit. And the worldly benefit, they wanted some food to eat. And the other one, they wanted confirmation of the belief that they had. They wanted confirmation of it. Yani their heart to be at rest with it. Discuss the two main benefits. Number 7, summarize the different types of questions which the people asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Summarize. Yani in summary. Now. Huh? Okay, they asked the ruh. This is one of the specific things they asked about the spirit. But in summary, what can we say? What is this? What covers, yani, these questions that they asked? Well, how can we summarize it? Okay, somebody tell me. Good. What you want to say? عن الخمر والميسير. They ask about intoxicants and gambling. Naam. They ask about religious affairs and worldly affairs. Naam. What else? Naam, Mustafa. They ask about the new moon, the hilal. Naam. Ahilla. They ask about fiqh issues, about legal rulings in the deen, what Allah has legislated. Naam. They ask about fighting in the shahr al-haram, they asked about the spoils of war, they asked about yani legal things. Naam. Dhulqarnayn, historical matters. Naam. How much to give in sadaqah? Social affairs, they asked about the yatama, orphans, social matters. The hour of judgment, yani from the religious matters. And they asked about religious matters, worldly matters, personal matters, social, al-jibal, yani even things in the creation. Naam. And the orphans, naam. Yani they ask about a lot of different things, but from yani perhaps you can summarize them in some of them were personal matters. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحَيِّدِ. Some of them were social matters, yatama, spending. Some of them were religious matters, some of them were worldly matters. So yani in this way they asked about all the point is what? The reason why I say summarize because they ask so many things. That means they ask about all kinds of things. The only way you can cover it is by summarizing it. Otherwise they ask about too many things. Okay, after this, what is it? Question number 8. What is it that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah considers to be the gravest, most serious of all muharramat, prohibited things? Who didn't answer? Naam Shu'ayb. Speaking about Allah without any knowledge. He considers this to be the greatest of all prohibited things. The gravest, the most severe, the most dangerous. Naam. Question number 9, I mentioned the 4 maratib, the levels of muharramat, yani of the basic prohibited things according to Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah. He mentioned them, that they are in 4 levels. Naam, what are those 4 levels? Naam, the first one includes? he mentioned the lesser of them first, yani as the first level, and the worst of them last as the highest level. The first, who knows what is the first of them? Naam. الفواحشة ما ظهر منها وما بطن يعني indecencies, filth and indecencies. Now, that which is seen apparent and that which is not seen. Second level, who knows what the second level? Now, عبد الرحمن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق يعني sin and transgression, يعني transgressing the rights of others without any right to do so. The third level includes associating partners with Allah, shirk. Associating partners with Allah without any sultan, without any authority. Yani considering something, looking at something, treating something as though it's an equal or partner with Allah, though you have no authority for such. And the highest level, he mentioned last, the level of what?
Talking about Allah without knowledge.
That thing that he considered as the gravest. Speaking about Allah, about the deen of Allah, without knowledge. What is that? And the last question, naam, evidence. Memorize Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah's dalil, evidence for these 4 levels and this order of them. This order of them in the Quran, 7th Surah, 33rd Ayah. Naam.
إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن والإثم والبغي بغير الحق وأن تشركوا بالله بما لم ينزل به سلطانا وأن تقول على الله ما لا تعلم.
نعم. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى ordering the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to say to them that indeed my Rabb has what? حرم الفواحش يعني evil and indecencies, filth, indecencies. And then he mentions after that what? And also, yani sin and transgression without a right. And then he mentions after that, yani shirk. Yani associating something with Allah without any authority to do so. And finally he said, and to speak about Allah, and that you speak about Allah without having knowledge. And this shows, yani, the severity of the matter, and that a person, that, you know, let us remind ourselves and one another to be careful of what we say about the deen of Allah. About Allah and about His deen, His legislation. Let us be careful in speaking without really knowing what we are saying. If we're not sure, take precautions. Don't be hasty. And may Allah protect us from our tongues. Our topic tonight, it is the 11th characteristic of the characteristics of the Prophet ﷺ, إِكْرَامُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ لِلْضَيْفِ. Yani, they're honoring the guest. And before, yani, entering into this topic, I just want to say that all of the previous characteristics that we have mentioned are all important. And this one is equally important. Yani, perhaps we might look at it as just being some social affair, and it's not equal to having fear of Allah, it's not equal to being thankful to Allah, it's not equal to yani so many other things that we may consider as being more important, but it is of the utmost importance. And if we look at the example of the Prophets, alayhi wasalam, then it shows how important it is. If we think of the hadith of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I just want to mention quickly the hadith of yani, Abi Shurayh Al-Ka'bi, radiallahu anhu. Abu Shurayh Al-Ka'bi. I have a friend, a very close friend, he's from the tribe of the Ka'bi tribe. So I saw this name with his companion, I thought about him. SubhanAllah. Al-Ka'bi. This is a big tribe in the Arabian Peninsula today. A big tribe. Abu Shurayh, he was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a noble companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He narrated the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم جاره. He mentioned. And some of the narrations mentioned the orders a little bit differently. But that's in his narration, that's the way it came in Bukhari. فَلْيُقْرِمْ جَارَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then honor his neighbor. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ فَلْ يعني يَقُولُ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. And again, I say the order of the narrations of the hadith is a little bit different. It's from one to another. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, then speak that which is good or remain silent. And the third thing that he mentioned, and then again, I'm saying in some of the narrations, the order is a little bit different, but he mentioned what? مَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ. In his narration he said, honor his guest. And then he said, وَجَائِزَتُهُ لَيْلٌ يَوْمٌ وَلَيْلَةٌ. And his جَائِزَة, يعني the special gift, reward that you give to him, is a night and a day. That you treat him extra special, or her extra special, whoever is your guest. يعني honoring your guest, the guest has a ja'iza, a gift, a prize, and that is that for a day and a night, you give them the best of what you have in everything, food, drink, housing, whatever. Huh? A day and a night. وَالضِّيَافَ ثَلَاثَةَ الْأَيَّامِ. وَالضِّيَافَ. And then just general hospitality, hosting, is for 3 days. But a ja'iza is for a day and a night. And ضِيَافَ, just general hosting, hospitality, is for 3 days. فَمَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ يعني صَدَقَة. And whatever is after that is صَدَقَة. To the end of the hadith, and he said, no one should put their host to difficulty. يعني by staying, overstaying, or requesting, or requiring, يعني what is a hardship on them. But the point of this hadith, why I mention it for one reason. And that is to show the magnitude of the affair. That the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then honor your guest. Meaning that this is a sign of Iman. Whoever believes, if you really believe in Allah, then honor your guest. That should be sufficient for every one of us to rethink our behavior. To rethink our behavior and how we treat guests. That should be enough for us. if it really matters to you, if your iman is really important to you, if you really feel like, I want to be a mu'min, I want to be in front of Allah as a mu'min, then this is something that you shouldn't take lightly. Whoever believes in Allah in the last day, then he must do this. He must honor his guests. And their ja'izah, extra special treatment is for day and night. And just general hosting them is for 3 days. And anything beyond that is sadaqah. Anything beyond that is sadaqah. And this is a big topic. This is not the time to discuss it. But I wanted to bring this hadith in the beginning of our presentation so that we could put it in this framework. That honoring guests is from iman. Now, hadith is in Bukhari, it's in Muwatta, it's in a lot of books. But the wording again is like, a little bit different from one book to another. This narration is in Bukhari. Okay, so that being said, the Shaykh begins by saying, من أخلاق الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام أنهم أكرم الناس بالضيف. That from the character traits, the morals and exalted character of the Prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام is that they are the most, that they are the best of those who honor the guest. أكرم الناس, the most generous, kind, offering good treatment to guests. He gives three examples: the example of Ibrahim, the example of Lut, the example of Muhammad عليهم الصلاة والسلام. May Allah's salat and salam be upon all of them. The first example he gives, Ibrahim, from Surah to Hud, 11th Surah, 69th Ayat, and then he follows it with Surah to Dhariyat, 51st Surah, 26th and 27th Ayat. This is not a lengthy discussion, tonight, but in any case, it's an important discussion, and we're going to look at it a little bit carefully. Ibrahim alayhi salam. قص الله علينا خبره عليه السلام ما أضيافه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has narrated the story of the news of Ibrahim alayhi salam with his guest. فقال, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا سلاما قال سلام فما لبث أن جاء بإجل حنيذ. This is in Surah Hud, 11th Surah, 69th Ayah. Indeed, definitely, our messengers came to Ibrahim. Our messengers are who? Al-Malaika. Al-Malaika. They came to Ibrahim. Bil-Bushra. Bil-Bushra, with glad tidings. Good news. What was the good news? Bush of his son. Who was his son? Ishaq. And after Ishaq, min warai? Ya'qub. And Ya'qub, now. This is mentioned, after that we have given the good news to her, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, of Ishaq, wa min wara'i Ishaq, Ya'qub. And after Ishaq, his son Ya'qub. And this is the bushra for Ibrahim and his wife. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. Our messengers indeed came unannounced to Ibrahim with the good news, the glad tidings of his son Ishaq and his son Ya'qub, who will be messengers also, alayhi salatu wasalam. Qalu salaman, they said peace. Salaman, nusallimu alayka salaman, maf'ul mutlaq. This salaman is one word, it's the end of the sentence, of jumla fi'liya, which they're saying peace be upon you, and emphasizing the peace by saying salaman. Salaman. Qala salamun. And the reason why I mention this is because the scholars in the tafsir of this ayah have a lot of discussion about Arabic grammar here and the meaning of these words, why they're different. Salaman, qala salamun. Qalu salaman. They said salaman. Qala salamun. He said salamun. And in brief, they said that salaman, this is the jumla fi'liya, and salamun, this is the jumla ismiya, and that the jumla ismiya is stronger. It's more definite because it indicates thubut and dawam and istiqrar and istimra. It means that this salam is ongoing, continuous, established. The jumla ismiya, the nominal sentence of Ibrahim, that his response to them was one word, to their one word, but his was better than theirs. And this is what is required in giving salams, right? That you give, you return salam, that was equal or better. And the scholars of the people of Sunnah say that Ibrahim returned a better salam. They said salam and he said salamun. Anyway, perhaps whoever got it, got it. فما لبث أن جاء بعجل حنيذ. So he didn't delay. يعني he hastened and he brought to them a roasted calf. Ijlin Hanif. يعني a baby. يعني what you call it? نعم فتى البقر. يعني the young child, young baby from the cow, calf. And this is precious. And the people who know, they know that the meat of this calf is different than the meat of the cow. It's excellent by far. And he brought it to them roasted. Roasted. And the Shaykh explains this ayah beautifully, يعني, in terms of the tafsir, we'll come to it. After this, he said what? And fi al-ayat al-ukhra, in the other ayat, يعني Surah Al-Dhariyat, 51st Surah 26 and 27, faraga ila ahlihi. He hastened, يعني unnoticed, quickly and secretly, ila ahli, to his family. Faja'a bi'ijlin sameen. And he returned with a calf, a fat, يعني calf. In the other ayah, roasted calf. Here, meaning that it was a healthy calf, and it was ready to be eaten. It was roasted. And some of the scholars said it was roasted on coals, not on fire. And that which is roasted on coals is better than that which is roasted, cooked on the fire. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. So he put it near to them. He placed it close to them. قَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. He placed it in front of them. And he said, and when he saw they were not eating, أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. Will you not eat? He didn't say you must eat. Why are you not eating? يعني, what's wrong with you? He said, أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ. يعني very kindly and gently, will you not eat? يعني like it's an offer, يعني a gentle, kind way of expressing his concern why they were not eating. قال بعض العلماء جمعت هذه الآية أداب الضيافة وأصول القرم. Some of the scholars said that this ayah has collected within it the manners of hospitality, of entertaining a guest. The adab and the usul of qarm and the fundamentals, the foundations of kindness, generosity. Hospitality and generosity. Al-diyafa wal-qarm. Indeed, Ibrahim alayhi salam, jahu al-duyuf faja'atan. Yani these guests came to him suddenly, unannounced. He didn't know they were coming. This is a very important point. Wal-farq ma'roof bayna man ista'adda lil-duyuf qabla maji'ihim wa man atawhu faja'atan. And it is well known, the difference between the one who has prepared for guests before they came. He knew they're coming and he had a chance to prepare for them. There's a difference between that and the one who the guests just came to him suddenly, unannounced. There's a difference. They came to him unannounced. He wasn't prepared for them. He didn't know a week before, 2 days before, the day before, that morning, their guests are coming. He didn't have a chance. And it just suddenly came without any notification. And then he responded like this. So he was, yani Ibrahim alayhi salam, was the most, yani the best of those who honor, yani the best of the people in honoring guests. Also, from the, yani extent of his generosity, the generosity of Al-Khalil, the friend of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah ta'ala qala anhu, yani in the ayat in Surah Al-Dhariyat, 51, 26, 27, Allah said, in the second ayat that we mentioned concerning Ibrahim, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. He hastened, yani to his family. And this hastening, yani the meaning of this word, فَرَاغَ, it means السُرْعَ, yani quickly. And some of the scholars said, also he did it, yani secretly, yani unnoticed. He didn't, and tell them, I'm going to be right back. Hold on a minute, I'm going to go and make some food for you. He slipped away, quietly, unannounced, unnoticed, and made the preparation and came back with the food. Ready. Yani not like, I gotta go fix some food for y'all, just wait here, I'm gonna go try to get something for y'all. No, he didn't even give them any notice. Like, they didn't give him any notice, he didn't give them any notice either. He just brought the food to them. Yani he didn't delay in giving the right to his guest. Rather, he hastened to do it quickly. فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ And then he brought the calf. Yani in the ayat it says. He didn't bring part of the calf, yani a leg, or a part, a nice part. Rather, then he brought the whole calf. And from the characteristics of this calf is that it was sameen, yani healthy. And in the other ayat, it is described as what? بِعِجْلٍ حَنِيذ Yani roasted, ready to be eaten. Mashwi ala al-hajr. Yani, what do you call mashwi? Roasted. Yani on the coals. On stones. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ Here, he mentions another characteristic. Yani, not only he brought the calf, the whole of it. It was a healthy calf. It was a roasted calf, ready to be eaten. فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ And he placed it near to them. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَكْمَلَ الْضِيَافَةِ And this is from the perfection and completion of hospitality. وَهُوَ تَقْرِيبُ الطَّعَامِ لِلضَّيْفِ Yani, putting the food near to the guests. And it is well known that from amongst the people, yani this is something that it is different from amongst them. But the shahid, the witness in this, is that Ibrahim, yani the point that we want to make here, is what? That he put the food near to his guest. And then he said to them, and this is a further point, and then he said to them, أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ يعني, Will you not eat? And this is a manner of offering, يعني, a gentle, kind, respectful manner of offering, and this is from أَبْلَغْ الْأَدَبْ فِي الضِّيَافَةِ يعني, It is from the highest type of manners in hospitality. يعني, that you address the people that you're offering the food to, also in a kind, gentle, respectful manner. And likewise, yani in these ayats from Ibrahim alayhi salam is his tahiyyah, his greeting. When they said to him salaman, he said to them salamun. The Shaykh said this jumla ismiyah, yani salamun is jumla ismiyah, meaning salamun alaykum, salamun alaykum. And this, yani, means that it is mutajaddida, yani it is continuous. Coming again and again. Or as some of the scholars said, yani this type of jumla ismiya, the expression in this manner, it indicates a thubut. Yani that it's established, it's yani it's permanent. Wal istiqrar, meaning similarly, and dawam, and istimra, yani that it's continuous, ongoing, yani the salam that he's saying to them, assalamu alaykum da'iman. So here, the Shaykh summarizes, and he mentions most of the points that are contained in this ayat, and in terms of the excellence, characteristics of the hospitality of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, فَاخْتَارَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَتْيَبْ الطَّعَامِ He brought the best of food, yani the best of what he had, the calf, the young calf, and it was roasted, and it was healthy, and he brought the whole of it, not a piece of it. أَتْيَبْ الطَّعَامِ بِأَسْرَ الْأَوْقَاتِ In the quickest amount of time, hastily, without delay, وَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ And he put it near to them. He didn't tell them, come to the next room, the food is over there prepared. He didn't tell them, come to the food, rather he brought the food to them. And this is something that probably we don't even notice. I know in some of the Muslim countries, the food is served in a certain room, so they always tell you, come to the food. But here, right, Ibrahim said, no, bring the food to the guests. SubhanAllah. وَلَمْ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالذَّهَابِ إِلَيْهِ He didn't order them to go to the food. وَعَرَضَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْأَلْطَافِ الْإِبَارَاتِ And he offered it to them with the most gentle, yani of expressions. أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ Will you not eat? Would you not like to have something to eat? كَمَا أَنُّهُ اِخْتَارَ أَتْيَبَ الْأَلْفَاظِ التَّرْحِيبِ بِالْأَضْيَافِ And also he chose the best of expressions to welcome his guests, meaning when they said salaman, he said salamun alaykum. And this shows, yani, the example of a prophet, the prophet Ibrahim al-Khalil, Abuna Ibrahim, our father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yani, what was his manner of entertaining guests? Who were strangers that he didn't know, who came unannounced, without an appointment, he didn't invite them, And this is how he handled it. How do we, yani, stand up to that? How do we stand up to that? Yani, probably some of us, yani, I would have to say that, you know, I'm not on that level. That means that if we don't see ourselves like that, then we have to do better. And we have to think about this matter. If this is from the aspects of Iman, then we have to do better. If we have a guest, we have to extend ourselves, go above and beyond. Naam. The second example he gives, the example of Lut, alayhi salam. When the guest came to him, his people hastened to him, meaning the people of the town, the city, they hastened to him. Yuriduna al-fahisha. They want filth, indecency. And they were homosexuals. The most filthy of creatures on the earth. Of creatures, human or otherwise. They hastened. They heard he has some guests. They came running to his house, banging on the door. We want them. فَكَانَ هَمُّهُ هِدَايَةِ قَوْمِهِ وَسِيَانَةَ أَدِيَافِ. Yani, what was his concern? Yani, his main concern were two things. One, guiding his people and protecting his guests. Yani, his response to them was, his first concern was to try to guide these people. They definitely needed guidance. And his second concern was, yani, along with that, protecting his guests from them. Allah mentions this in Surah Al-Hajr, 15th Surah, Ayat 68 through 71, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ. Yani, he said to them when they came knocking at his door, knowing what they wanted, knowing what they do, knowing their practices, he said, indeed, these are my guests, so don't shame me, don't put me to shame. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُخْزُونَ. And observe taqwa of Allah. And do not disgrace me. Do not disgrace me. قَالُوا أَوَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. They said, haven't we prohibited you, yani, from taking in anyone at all, yani, any strangers, to entertain them or to protect them? Haven't we prohibited you from that? We told you, if any people come here, don't entertain any people who come to our town. They're not from here, they belong to us. You come to this city, this country, you belong to them. They're going to get you, they're after you. That's the way they were. They were, we can't say they were animals, they were less than animals. They were below animals. They said, anybody who comes here, we got them. Don't entertain anybody, don't shelter anybody, don't protect anybody. Lut alayhi salam said, قَالَ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. And he knows what they want to do. He said, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. These are my daughters, if you must do so. Now what did he mean by هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ إن كنتم فاعلين؟ أي إن كنتم تريدون الزواج الشرعي فاختاروا من بنات القرية فكلهم بناتي في الإسلام، لأن النبي أبون عليه السلام نبي أبون للمؤمنين جميعا. يعني the first meaning of this, these are my daughters, if you must do it, it means if you want to have relations, then يعني legal marriage. And if you want legal marriage, then choose from the young ladies of the village, of this city. Because all of them are my daughters in Islam. And that is because the Prophet is the father of the believers, all of them. So the first meaning of this ayat, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ, yani meaning that, yani the girls, the young ladies who are marriageable age in our town, in our village, in our city, marry one of them legally. The second meaning, yani, choose for legal marriage from my daughters in my house, his own daughters. I will give them to you in az-zawaj al-shara'i, in legal marriage. However, observe taqwa of Allah. In reference to my guest, do not shame me and do not disgrace me. And leave these men alone. Interesting point that came to my mind when I was reading this, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, guests came to him, they were angels. In the beginning he didn't know who they were, he just thought they were guests. But he was ready to entertain them. He wanted to feed them. But they were angels, they didn't need food. Lut alayhi salam, guests came to him, he didn't know who they were either. They were angels. He wanted to protect them. They didn't need protection. And the guests of Ibrahim, they didn't need any food. But Ibrahim was ready to serve them. The guests of Lut alayhi salam, they didn't need any protection. They didn't need any protection. But he was trying to protect them. What I saw in this is that sometimes we don't know the person's condition, but our heart, our intent should be there to serve, to help. Our heart should be there. Sometimes the person that you want to help might not be in need of help, but nonetheless the reward. Allah has, and He mentioned this in the Quran, to show the greatness of these prophets, even though what they were offering, the people who they were offering to, the angels, they were angels, they had a need for it. So sometimes there might be somebody we want to help, or people that we want to aid or support or defend or something, they might not really be in need, but the reward is still there with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if a person has in their heart the intent to do good. What am I saying? At least we should have in our heart intent to do good. Intent to do good by people in general. Intent to do good, and inshallah the reward is with Allah. And he said to them, fear Allah, and in reference to my guests, do not shame me, do not disgrace me. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ أَبْلَغَ الْإِكْرَامِ فِي الضِّيَافَ أَنْ يُدَافِ عَنِ الضِّيَافِ. Yani, so, yani, from the greatest extent of honoring guests, of hospitality, is to defend the guest, that he was defending, yani, intending to defend his guests. And saying to those who wanted to transgress the limits upon them, he was saying to them, هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِ, these are my daughters. Marry them, yani, in the legal marriage, and back up, yani, hold back from committing the prohibited indecencies, al-fahisha, al-muharrama, li shana'atiha, yani due to its, yani being something disgusting, repulsive, disgraceful, and kubh al-ta'amil ma'ad-dayf, yani that this is something filthy, shameful, this kind of behavior with guests. And again, yani the point here is that what? That Lut alayhi salam, yani he understood the importance of hospitality, of honoring guests, and part of that is protecting them. Yani in every kind of way, protecting them physically, protecting their honor, and so on. The last example that the Shaykh gives is the example of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he brings a lengthy hadith that contains a lot of points, and yani we'll mention some of the points and we'll leave some of them out. Yani, but the essence and core of this hadith, yani in its entirety, the essence and core of it is yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving preference to others over himself, giving preference to his guests over his own self, yani preferring them over himself. And we know that there's a beautiful example of this in the companions. Yani when a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from somewhere else, and he wanted to take the man home to entertain him, he sent to his wife, what do we have? She said, we have nothing but water. He sent to another of his, how many wives the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had? He sent to the next one, we have nothing. Next one, none of them had anything. He couldn't take the man home. He said, who will take him? And the man took him home. When he got home, he asked his wife, what do we have? She said, we don't have anything except what the food that's for the children, their meal. And they entertained them. They fed the guests and didn't feed themselves. And this is mentioned in the Quran. I'm saying the point of this is what? That hospitality was something the Prophet ﷺ was an example and a model of, and his companions followed that example. Therefore it is incumbent upon us also to follow that example. And I say that to every one of us. I think I know most of your names, but it'll take a long time to call all of your names, so I'm not going to call your names, but I'm speaking to you personally, first to myself, and then to each of us, brothers and sisters. Take the matter seriously. These characteristics of the Prophets are incumbent upon us. It is unbecoming of us not to reflect these characteristics, to abandon these characteristics, not to observe them, not to exemplify them. It's not befitting of a believer to abandon these matters. And from amongst them is honoring guests. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Shaykh, he says, he was the most noble of people in honoring guests. Rather, he, alayhi salam, used to prefer his guests over himself with his food, even if it was a small amount. So what would it be like if there was a large amount of food? And he used to give preference to his guests over himself, even if he only had a little bit of food. What about if he had a lot? One night, the Prophet ﷺ came out and he passed by the noble companion Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu on the road. And the Prophet ﷺ knew that he was hungry. And Abu Huraira describing this story, and in this hadith, the description that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu gives of this meeting with the Prophet ﷺ, the Shaykh mentions, yani, near the beginning of the hadith, and that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, لَقَدْ قَعَدْتُ يَوْمًا عَلَى طَرِيقِهِمْ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُونَ مِنْهُ, yani, that I sat one day on their road, which they used to come out upon it, yani, the road that they used to travel upon. Meaning who? The Prophet ﷺ and his companions. They used to come upon this road. So he sat on that road. فَمَرَّ أَبُو بَكْرُ. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed by. فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ آيَةٍ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَا سَأَلْتُهُ إِلَّا لِيُشْبِعَنِي فَمَرَّ وَلَمْ يَفْعَلُ. Yani Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came behind that road. He's sitting there knowing that the Prophet ﷺ and his companions walk on this road, hoping that, and he was hungry, that somebody would help him. But he was careful not to do as some of the people do today, either because they have given up that people will help without you asking, so they just ask. Yani, blatantly. They just stand on the street begging. They don't care. They have no, yani, self-respect. Or, yani, maybe they don't know that this is wrong. Allahu a'lam, I don't know. But in any case, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they weren't like that. He was hungry, very, very hungry, as he described, that he could throw himself and he fall down on the ground with his stomach on the ground from hunger, to place his stomach against the ground or put a rock on his stomach, tie a rock to his stomach because of his hunger. That's how hungry he was. So he sat on the road hoping that perhaps I'll meet one of the Prophet or one of his companions and somebody will help me. But he's not going to ask, you know, he's not going to stick his hand out begging. So he met Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He asked him about an ayah from the Quran. And he stopped him to ask him about the Quran, but he asked him about that only for what? To engage him in conversation. Perhaps Abu Bakr may notice that he's in need and feed him. But it didn't happen. He went on and he didn't do it. He didn't do anything. Then Umar radiallahu anhu passed by and he asked him about an ayah from the Quran, from the Book of Allah. And he said, I didn't ask him except that he might give me something to eat to fill my stomach. But he passed by and he didn't do anything. ثُمَّ مَرَّ بِي أَبُو الْقَاسِمِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَتَبَسَّمَا هِنَا رَآنِي وَعَرَفَ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَمَا فِي وَجْهِي. Then Abu Qasim, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, passed by me. And when he passed by me, he smiled when he saw me. He knew, yani, he perceived what was inside of me, what I was thinking, what I was feeling, and in my face. He saw it in my face. The Prophet ﷺ immediately recognized what was happening when he passed by him. Tabassama, he smiled at him. And he knew what his situation was. And again, I'm stopping here to say it's very important, brothers and sisters. I'm saying this to myself first. Believe me, I'm saying it to myself first. We shouldn't wait until the person who is in need asks. Rather, we should be perceptive. We should be paying attention, especially to our brothers and sisters, who we know, people who we know. We should look at one another and understand what our situation is and offer help before a person puts their hand out. The Prophet ﷺ perceived what was happening with him and he smiled. ثُمَّ قَالَ يَا أَبَا هِرْ, yani, meaning Abu Huraira. Oh, Abu Huraira, I said, لَبَيْكَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, here I am, yani, at your service, at your command, O Messenger of Allah. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلْحَقْ, yani, اتْبَعْ, yani, follow me. Follow me, the Prophet told him, follow me. No discussion whatsoever. The Prophet saw what the situation was, he smiled, he told him, follow me. فَتَبِعْتُهُ, so I followed. فَدَخَلَ, yani, he entered, the Prophet ﷺ entered his house to his family. فَاسْتَعْذَنَا. He asked permission. In some of the narrations of this hadith, which is more clear, أَسْتَعْذِنُوا. يعني فعل المتكلم. يعني استعذنا, like he asked permission, like somebody else asked permission. But in some of the narrations of this hadith, it says أَسْتَعْذِنُوا. I asked permission. يعني the Prophet ﷺ entered, and I asked permission to enter along with him. فَأَذِنَ لِي فَدَخَلَ. So he gave permission for me and he entered. And again, in some of the narrations it says what? فَأَذِنَ لِي فَدَخَلْتُ. I entered. And the Prophet ﷺ entered upon his family. I asked permission. And even though he told me follow him, when we got to the house, he entered. I didn't just walk in behind him. We don't look in people's houses. You don't just walk in. But you ask permission. He asked permission. The Prophet ﷺ gave him permission and he said, I entered. فَوَجَدَ لَبَنًا فِي قَضَحٍ. So he found some leban, some milk, in a bowl. فَقَالَ مِنْ أَيْنَ هَذَا الْلَبَنِ. And he said to his family, the Prophet ﷺ said, where is this leban from? And he came home, he found some leban that wasn't there when he left. So before he get ready to use it or do something with it, maybe he doesn't have a right to, he didn't know what it's there for, he asked him, where did this come from? Yani, what is it here for? Is this something that I can use? Or is this for some other purpose? He asked permission. The Prophet ﷺ was asking his family, what's this? What's happening? He didn't just say, I'm the boss, I do what I want in here. Yani, right? Listen to this, akhi, this is adab. Huh? Prophet ﷺ said, from where is this milk? قالوا أهداهُ لك فلانًا أو فلانة. يعني so and so, man or woman, has given this to you as a gift. The Prophet ﷺ said, يا أبا هير أو أبا هير. يعني meaning, O Abu Huraira, I said, لبيك يا رسول الله. Here I am, O Messenger of Allah. He said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, إلحق. يعني انطلق. Go to أهل الصفة. Go to the أهل الصفة. يعني the people who live in the masjid who don't have homes. فَدَعُوهُمْ لِي. And invite them to come to me. Now here, the Ahl al-Suffa, yani is well known to us, yani it's narrated, or it's mentioned, some of the scholars said, the Ahl al-Suffa, they were people who were poor people. They didn't have homes. They didn't have a home. Yani homeless. So they used to sleep in the masjid. They didn't have any other place to seek refuge. Yani at night when people went home, they went to the masjid. They didn't have any other place to go. Abu Huraira said, I was one of the Ahl al-Suffa. And when nightfall would come, we used to attend the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We used to present ourselves to him. And he used to command every person who was there in the masjid to take a man with him home, or two or more. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahl al-Suffa, when they would come to the Prophet in the evening, he would tell his companions, the other people who had homes, take one, one, two, whatever you can take. And they would take them home. They would take one or two or more, and then there will remain some, maybe 10 or more or less. And if they didn't, nobody was left to take them. Where did they go? The Prophet ﷺ took them. So he would bring his Isha, and his Asha, I mean, his dinner, and then we would have dinner with him. And when we were finished, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, he would tell us to sleep, and in the masjid. The Ahl al-Suffa are people who didn't have homes. They didn't have wealth, family, they didn't have anything. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said, yani, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go to the Ahl al-Suffa and invite them to come to me. Qala, yani Abu Huraira is saying, wa Ahl al-Suffa أَدِيَافُ الْإِسْلَامِ. They are the guests of Islam, meaning they are the guests of the Muslims. These people, who will host them? The Muslims have to host them. Here, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is describing the condition of the people, the Ahl al-Suffa. He is describing their condition, and he is describing now, and what follows, he's describing the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited them home to eat with him. Why did he invite them? What was their condition? What was their circumstances? Abu Huraira is saying, and he's not telling somebody this, he's explaining while he's narrating this hadith, لَا يَأْوُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهَلٍ وَلَا مَالٍ وَلَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. Yani, they didn't have any place to spend the night. They didn't have any place to seek refuge. They didn't have families. They didn't have wealth. They didn't have anyone. Not friends, not relatives or anyone other than that. They had no refuge, no shelter, no place to go. Abu Huraira is saying, he's explaining who are the Ahl Sufa. إذا أتته صدقة بعث بها إليهم ولم يتناول منها شيئا. يعني this, يعني Abu Huraira was saying that if Sadaqah came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you know the Prophet didn't take from Sadaqah, so he would send it to them. He would send it to them, and he wouldn't take anything from it. But if a hadiyah, a gift came to him, then he would أرسل إليهم وأصاب منها وأشركهم فيها. And he would send a message to them, and he himself would take from it, and he would share it with them. And if a hadiyah came, some food came as a gift, then he himself, he would send for them, and he would share it with them. He would eat some of it, and he would share it with them. Abu Huraira says, فَسَعَنِي ذَلِكَ. Now he's going back, يعني, to what happened. This, what came up to here, he's telling us, was the condition of the Ahl al-Sufa. Now he says, يعني, فَسَعَنِي ذَلِكَ. يعني, it saddened me. ذَلِكَ. What? يعني, the Prophet ﷺ ordering me to go and bring the Ahl al-Sufa. Saddened him. He's hungry, about to fall out on the ground. And there's a bowl of milk. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, bring the Ahl al-Sufa. And Abu Huraira is thinking that I'm getting ready to get something. Now the Prophet ﷺ is telling me, bring Ahl al-Sufa. And what's going to happen now? Huh? So he was saddened by this. And not evilly, but he's hungry. فَقُلْتُ يعني Abu Huraira said to himself, وَمَا هَذَا اللَّبَنْ فِي أَهْلِ الصُّفَّةِ. يعني what can this bowl of milk do for all the Ahl al-Sufa if they come? What will happen with this? يعني? And this is not selfishness, it's reality. A person starving is a little bit to eat, and somebody's saying, bring all the people from the neighborhood. What? To eat this? Nothing here. كُنْتُ أَحَقُّ أَنَا أَنْ أُصِيبَ مِنْ هَذَا اللَّبَنْ شَرْبَةً أَتَقَوَّ بِهَا. كُنْتُ أَحَقُّ, يعني the scholars say the meaning of أَحَقُّ mean أَرْجُو. I was hoping that I would get to take from this, يعني to get a drink from this milk so that I could be strengthened by it. I was hoping that I would get some of this milk. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمَرَنِي, يعني the meaning here is not really clear, but يعني Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj al-Asqalani says the meaning, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمَرَنِي means, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَلَّذِي أَمَرَنِي. يعني الَّذِي أَمَرَنِي بِدَعْوَتِهِ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الصُّفَّةِ فَكُنْتُ أَنَا أُعْطِيهِمْ وَمَا عَسَى أَنْ يَبْلُغَنِي مِنْ هَذَا اللَّبَنِ. يعني فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمَرَنِي, يعني so if الَّذِي, يعني those whom the Prophet ﷺ commanded me to invite them, the Ahl al-Sufa, if they came, then I will be the one who will give them the milk. يعني Abu Huraira knew that it was from the habit of the Prophet ﷺ that if he was serving guests, he would have Abu Huraira serve them. And from the manners of the Prophet ﷺ is that the one who's serving gets last. So if he's going to bring all these people, that the milk that he thought he was about to drink right now, all those people are going to be ahead of him. He's going to be serving them, and maybe by every time everybody gets something, there's going to be nothing left for him. That's why he said, يعني, I was saddened by this. If they come, all the people that the Prophet ﷺ invited, then I will be the one who will be serving them. Because he used to be with the Prophet ﷺ all the time, so the Prophet would and he have him take those duties. And he said, perhaps, يعني, none of this milk will reach me. يعني when everybody gets يعني that which they desire from it, there will be nothing remaining for me. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ. And then Abu Huraira says, very important statement, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةِ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم بُدٌ. يعني meaning, لَا بُدَّ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةِ الرَّسُولِ. يعني it was a necessity. يعني obedience to Allah and obedience to His messenger is a necessity. Even though, يعني I was thinking I was going to get some of this milk, now it looks like I'm not going to get none. But يعني لابد, it is a necessity, I must obey Allah and His Messenger. I must go and invite them and bring them no matter what. And some of the scholars said here, the reason why he said obedience to Allah and His Messenger is because of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ يُتِعِ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. That whoever obeys the Messenger, indeed he has obeyed Allah. Whoever obeys the messenger, indeed he has obeyed him. So in obeying the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to invite those people, and he is obeying the messenger, and obeying the messenger, he's also obeying Allah. So Abu Hurairah was saying, and he's understanding from this what? That I must obey Allah and his messenger. Allah and his messenger. He's not understanding it as just obedience to the messenger, but he's understanding it as what? Obedience to Allah and his messenger. He said, La Buddha. And there's no escape from it. I must obey. So I went to them, and I invited them, and they came, and they asked permission, and they were given permission, and they all took their places in the house. Yani everybody took the place that was for them. Yani people came in the house, and they know, yani they understand, when you enter somebody's house, you just don't sit anywhere, right? You look for a sign from them, where to sit, where to go, don't start walking in rooms, walking to the back, walking all over the place, looking around, right? But everybody went to the place that was, yani for them. And they sat. And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Aba Hir, yani, O Abu Hurairah. And I said, Labayk Ya Rasulullah, here I am, O Messenger of Allah. And he said, ﷺ, Khudh fa'a'tihim. Yani, take the bowl of milk and give it to them. Qala, yani Abu Hurairah said, Fa'akhadtu al-qadah, faja'altu u'tihi al-rajula, fayashrabu hatta yarwa. ثُمَّ يَرُدُّ عَلَيَّ الْقَضَحْ. So Abu Hurairah said, I took the bowl and I began to give it to the man, yani the first one. And he would drink until he was satisfied, until his thirst was quenched. Then he returned, yani the bowl to me. And he didn't pass it to the next person, he gave it back to Abu Hurairah. فَعُطِي الرَّجُلُ. Then I would give the man who was beside him, and he would drink until he was satisfied, and then he would return the bowl to me. So every one of them drank until they were satisfied, and returned the bowl to me. حَتَّى انْتَهَيْتُ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَقَدْ رَوِيَ الْقَوْمُ كُلُّهُمْ. Yani this went on until what? I ended up finally at the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, and all of the people, they had been satisfied from one bowl of milk. This is for sure, right? This is an ayah, a miracle for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah gave him many of them. Of course, the greatest is the Quran. فَأَخَذَ الْقَضْحَ يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فَوَضَعَهُ عَلَى يَدِهِ فَنَظَرَ إِلَيَّ فَتَبَسَّمَا. Look at the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني he understands the condition of Abu Hurairah. He's the one who met him on the road. He's the one who invited him home with him. He's the one who told him to bring the people, serve the people. Abu Hurairah didn't get nothing yet. And now, the bowl finally reached the Prophet ﷺ. He said he took it, and he put it in his hand, and then he looked at me, and did what? Smiled. The Prophet ﷺ smiled again. The first smile he gave to Abu Hurairah on the road, came back to smile again. Don't worry, Abu Hurairah, you're in good hands. You're going to be alright. He knew Abu Hurairah had some concern that maybe I'm not going to get anything, but he smiled at him, it's okay, you got it, you're good. So he said, Ya Aba Hir, O Aba Hir, O Abu Hurairah, I said, Labayk Ya Rasulullah. He said, Baqitu Ana Wa Anta. Yani no one remains except me and you. I said, Sadaqta Ya Rasulullah. That's a fact. It is true, O Messenger of Allah. He said, Uqud Fashrab. So Abu Hurairah, sit and drink. Allahu Akbar. Yani Allah is sufficient for the believer. Whoever put their trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient. That's a fact. He told Abu Hurairah, sit, then drink. Sit, then drink. Huh? Sit, then drink. Yani don't drink standing. Allahu Akbar. So I sat and then I drank. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ishrab. And he again, drink. So I drank again. And he, Abu Hurairah was happy. And I need it. He tell me to drink again, no problem. فَمَا زَالَ يَقُولُ Ishrab. He continued to say, drink. حَتَّى قُلْتُ, until I said, لَا وَالَّذِي بَعَذَكَ بِالْحَقِّ مَا أَجِدَ لَهُ مَسْلَكَ. He said, no. By the one who sent you the truth, I can't find any more place. There's no room. Yani, this is a beautiful yani narration from the life of the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Hurairah and his companions. their condition was far beyond what we can imagine. We didn't experience anything like this. Maybe some of us, back in the 50s, we experienced stuff like this. We used to be hungry. Now, there were times. In Sudan, we were hungry. Mahmoud was doing good in Sudan. They had a nice house over there. They had servants and everything. MashaAllah. But Mahmoud was a young boy then. And mashallah, the big masjid was far from our house, but he used to walk the distance. That was a sign of something. May Allah protect and preserve us all. Yani, he said, by Allah, the one who sent you with the truth, I cannot find any space. There's no more room to drink anymore. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is the end of the hadith, قَالَ فَأَرِنِي Yani, and some of the narrators said, نَاوِلْنِي Yani, pass it to me, hand the bowl to me. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَرِنِي, meaning, نَاوِلْنِي, pass it to me, فَأَعْطَيْتُهُ الْقَضْحَ So I passed him the bowl, فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ وَسَمَّى وَشَرِبَ الْفَضْلَةَ So at this, the Prophet ﷺ, he praised Allah, yani for the ni'mah of the barakah of this great, yani miracle, the sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his favor upon his Prophet ﷺ, the barakah in the Prophet ﷺ, He thanked Allah for this and for His favors and His bounties upon us. Wasamma. Yani at-tasmiyah means what? Tasmiyah means to what? Say Bismillah. Not al-basmala. Yani al-basmala means to what? Say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some people say when you eat, you're supposed to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No. Samma. Yani tasmiyah means Bismillah. This is the sunnah. Fahamid Allah wasamma. He praised Allah. Then he mentioned the name of Allah, and then he drank, yani, what remained. Then he drank what remained. And the shaykh ends, this after this hadith, the shaykh says, فَأَيِّ الْقَرَمْ أَيِّ قَرَمٍ بَعْدَ قَرَمِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ So what, yani, is there any, yani, nobility, generosity, after his generosity? Is anything more than this? SubhanAllah, he found Abu Hurairah on the road, he took him home, he found something there, he didn't know if there was going to be something there, but he found something there. And he, yani, said, bring the rest of the people too. The rest of the people who are needy. Yani, how often do we forget about the people who are in need? And we know that people are in need. And some of those people, we know them. And we are eating and drinking and enjoying ourselves and we're going to sleep full without having concern, even a thought about the other people. And we have plenty. And the Prophet only had a bowl of milk. And he wants to share it with everyone. And he was the last one to drink from it. Even Abu Hurairah, yani, drunk before him. Anyway, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, and this is the end of the topic, but I just want to quickly mention, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimahullah, in the explanation of Bukhari, Fath al-Bari, he says, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ مِنَ الْفَوَاعِدِ غَيْرَ مَا تَقَدَّمُ Yani, in this hadith, there are benefits other than what has been expressed already. And what he expressed and explained in this hadith is pages. And he said, and there are benefits after that. And the benefits, yani in small print on this paper, in very small print, is a whole page of benefits. We don't have time to mention them all. I won't keep you. Yani, don't worry. I'm just going to mention a few of them. And he said there are benefits. One of them, istihbab shurb min qu'ud. That it is mustahab. Yani, preferable, beloved. That a person drink from the sitting position. Mustahab. And also he said that the one who's serving the drink, if he's going around to the people, he should give each one the vessel and take it back and give it to the next one and not have them passing around one to another. This is from the adab of hospitality. And first and foremost in this is the mu'jiza. Al-Azima, yani the ayah al-Azima, the great miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feeding a lot of people with a little bit of food or a little bit of drink due to the barakah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in him. And also in this is the permissibility of filling oneself, even if you fill yourself to the limit. Yani not killing yourself, especially if this is something that you don't normally do, but the person is really, really hungry and they're really in need and they don't know if they're going to get a meal tomorrow. That's more of a reason for a person to eat to their fill. Otherwise, right, the sunnah is that we should eat, yani, to one third fill and drink one third fill and leave one third of air for breathing, right? But it's permissible. Yani Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he drank to his fill, till he said, La, I can't drink anymore, there's no more room. And the Prophet ﷺ encouraged him to keep drinking, and the Prophet approved of him drinking until the Prophet was sure that, khalas, I have no more room, then he let him go. Then he said, give it to me now. And also, yani, this is very important, yani, hiding one's need and disguising it without, yani, just openly begging from people. Yani, don't show everybody that you are in need. Some people just show that they are really in need. I mean, they just go to the extreme. And this shows the hospitality, the generosity of the Prophet ﷺ in giving preference to others over his own self and his family and his servant. That was Abu Hurairah in this case. And also in this hadith is an indication of what was the condition of some of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. What was their condition? Yani, of poverty, of difficulty, of hardship. And we are complaining. And this hadith also shows the virtue of Abu Hurairah in not openly begging, but just giving a sign of his need. And also in this hadith, that the one who is invited should not enter without permission, even though they have been invited. And there's some discussion about this in other chapters dealing, yani, with this particular issue. And in this hadith is also an indication that every person, when they're invited, they should sit in the place that is appropriate for them. Don't just sit anywhere. Especially if it's clear that this is a special spot in the house that's for the owner or the resident, the person who lives there, then don't just take the place that is not yours. And also in this hadith is an indication, it's not related to diafa or yani hosting or hospitality, but that how close Abu Bakr and Umar were to the Prophet ﷺ. Yani Abu Bakr came, Umar came, and the Prophet ﷺ came right behind him, meaning that they were always near and close in each other's company, in the same places. And I'm skipping a few of these so that we can finish quickly. And a couple more I just want to mention. Yani, I mentioned over here, I'll leave that. Yani, yes, the acceptance of the Prophet ﷺ of gifts and taking from it, and also giving preference of some of it to the poor. And even though the Prophet could take from a gift, but he wouldn't keep it all for himself, rather he would still even give some to the poor. And his refraining from taking from sadaqah, but rather he would put the sadaqah in the place where it belonged, and he give it to those who were deserving of it. And the last four points are related to yani hosting and eating and drinking and guests and stuff. He says that the one who is serving the drink drinks last. And the one whose house it is drinks after the servant. And praising Allah for his favors and mentioning the name of Allah at the time of drinking. These are some of the benefits, and there are more, but for the sake of time, it will suffice with this. And I will close by saying that pardon us if we went a little bit over time. The time was thrown off today because of the combining of the prayers. I don't really know what time, if we have taken our full time or not. But anyway, we'll stop here. And I want to just remind myself first and all of us of the nearness of death. And the ayats in the Quran that mention the people when they will stand before Allah. Yani, remember this reality, that the angel of death has been appointed to take each one of us at an appointed time. And when he comes to take us, then we will return to our Rabb to be called to account. Yani, for our book to be closed, and we will be accountable. And some of the ayats in the Quran mention that the people, when they stand before Allah, what will be their condition? Some of them mention what? That their heads will be hanging. And they will say various things. Yani, some of the different ayats in the Quran mention different conditions, but from amongst them, is some of them would say, أَبَصَرَنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. And there's one ayat in the Quran, in Surah Al-Sajdah. أَبَصَرَنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. Yani, we have seen and we have heard. So return us back into the world. And now we will do good. We have become certain. And we're not certain yet? What are we waiting for? There will be no coming back. We have to be certain now. Not then. It's too late to be certain then. Now we have seen and we have heard and we have become certain. Let us go back. We will do good deeds. No coming back. I say that in reference to hospitality, honoring our guests, yani hastening to do good deeds, showing good manners and character, having khashya of Allah, all these things that we have talked about or that we will continue to talk about, yani we must do them now. Because when the angel of death comes at the appointed time, there's no delaying. And we will return to our Rabb and we will stand before him, yani, with heads hanging maybe, out of shame and disgust with ourselves. And we will say to Allah, we have seen and we have heard. And now we are certain. Let us go back and we will now do good. Do it now. I'm saying that to myself and each of us. The time is now. And we're not guaranteed tomorrow or another day or another week or another month. Rather, we must learn our deen. We must practice what we know. We must worship Allah. And we must exhibit ihsan in the worship of Allah and in kindness to the people. Naam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.